I'm going to be really, really, really big. I just have an interest check from for all of you. It stemmed from a really, really great idea that was suggested by a colleague from Sweden. And it will be about having a meeting for all the administrative teams, like the people who will take charge of your financial issues for the project. They can have an online meeting with our European Projects Office. I think you met them, Julieta and Marta. Some of you met them either online or in the meeting. And it will be from the 18th of October, because they're really, really busy, and that's when they would start having availability. So if you would show of hands, could you tell me which teams would be interested in attending that meeting?
So it's about the financial
financial issues, just to make sure we don't use in the templates.
Lucia, what date?
A partir del 18 de octubre.
It's about how to justify the first month
you the documents you need to keep track of.
Okay. Just
make
some of the paperwork, even though there's
in your case is different, because as associated party you have to justify your budget.
You don't need to do this. I mean, you need to, but it will be different.
Well, it's just I thought we still have to do some kind of financial reporting, but it's quite like other reporting, and then funding is probably just associated in a big UK, because it's all.
We're doing enough.
One bonus about being probably even the
okay, so I'll talk to Marta and Julieta, and I'll come back to you with more information to tell the date and everything. Mm-hmm. But if the people who are interested in having someone from their team attend the meeting, if you could write to me with the email address from the administrative people from your team, so I can start organizing the meeting and tell them how many people will be. And just another reminder, we're nearing the time for the first internal report of the project, which will comprise information from, since the kickoff meeting, like 1st of April approximately, till the 31st of December of this year. And we have the deadline to get this document ready until the 31st of January of 2025, so like 1 month after the period. So this report is internal, it's just for us, and you will need to send to her, to the coordinator, the information with the stats on the project, on technical implementation, and the costs that you've expended.
Mm-hmm. And, is there a template?
Yeah.
A template for this reporting?
Yeah, the PMA technique.
Yes, you have to introduce your results in the continuous report.
Okay.
Raise your hands, the partner that have been used the continuous report that we explained you in a very long Teams meeting
in April.
No.
If you're exempt from that because you have problems and I'm managing it with the IT team.
Yes, because we don't have any information, only University of Oviedo is uploaded communication, publication, etc. So you need to introduce the information continuously, and it's necessary to remember that if you go to a symposium, congress, any kind of scientific event,
you need to upload that continuously.
You have, yes.
For this report, it's internal, and it's not really necessary for it to be on the platform, because we're not going to be taking that all the time. Mm. But for the official report that comes like halfway next year, like
until June, I think, it's 12 months, no?
Yeah.
12 months until.
Or the document is June, and then we have 2 months to prepare it and
upload. Yeah, but we have to prepare it.
We have to upload it to the platform in August. That's all I know for sure.
So, but it's important that if you go to a symposium, you have to put the logo of Culturality and the flag of the European Commission, the number of the agreement. It's not enough to go to one scientific event or publish, I don't know what, but if it's not related with the goals of our project, or is not included those indicators, is not available for the project. Good, understood.
No, I suggest maybe it could be useful to ask to the organization, the organizers, to notice together with the full professor or whatever Culturality project that's in the program. Could be useful to witness.
Yeah. Or for instance, to introduce it in the booklet or I don't know, posters. I don't know if you organize any kind of event, please introduce the logo because it's mandatory.
Stand up posters.
We need evidence of the relation between those activities, research events, etc., with the project.
So everything, round tables, presentations,
everything. And you see, it has like this drop down menu, and it's really easy, you just need to check the boxes. So there's no getting lost in there. And just a quick reminder to make this clear. For this first report, you compile the information, you put it into a document, you send it to us during January. And for the official report, that's where you need to update the continuous reporting platform, because that one has a part that is generated by the website. So if you're not uploading your conferences, your papers and everything, when it gets automatically generated, it will count like you didn't do anything for this whole year. So it's really, really, really important that you keep uploading everything you do. As soon as you do it, if possible, so you don't forget about anything.
But including the, for example, the presentation we show you.
No, you just need to say we did this. This is the title. It's this kind of activity, and that's all. It's really, really quick. It's like Suminux Max activity. It's really, really quick.
That was for the website. You said. Can you backtrack it if you have done something for like in September?
Yes,
can you do it. Outdate it back so it's become in proper order.
Yes. It appears in order. I think that's all.
Okay, thank you.
I have another question, a silly one maybe. The email we have received from the
Don't worry.
Yesterday or the day before.
No, don't worry.
They
are automatic.
I was scared.
Yes.
I saw it this morning and I was like, Anna. Yes. But we checked and it has uploaded like with 3 days to spare.
Conferences and presenters. So I just want to emphasize the things that we need.
Communication activities. So you can use your data for communication activities. For instance, if you organize a workshop about poetry, etc., with, I don't know, local communities, please design a paper for a journal or something like that, introducing the numbers,
also, just one thing. My colleague from Sweden are having like technical issues with the platform, like it doesn't let them upload anything. So if any of you want, if you enter the platform and you can't upload anything, if you create your platform, just so you don't forget about it, you can send me the information and upload.
So we can get
it.
Yeah.
So
So if everybody heard, Lithia, that if there's any issue with uploading anything onto that, onto the platform, it's more important to get it on, so send it over to them. And everything, anything that you've done under the culturality banner, definitely upload it and then smack the logo on anything, everything, get it printed, put it on a banner, put it on a poster, have it behind you. Evidence, they don't really, if you have a photo of yourself just talking in front of a crowd, they're like, but how do we know? Unless you have a little banner in the back that says culturality. So that's like, just go ahead and do that and start being obnoxious with it. Like just, yes, that's your position, take the photo, one position, good, okay. That's the photo we need to upload.
Yeah. And it's mandatory to keep the evidence of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Overdue, I have.